Welcome back. I'm Roberta Mullen of High Tech Answers, reporting from MGMA 12 in San Antonio. We have with us Dr. Jeremy Lazarus. He is the president of AMA, and he was on a panel this morning, the keynote panel, and he told us that he believes that the ACA is our last best chance for innovation. Welcome to MGMA Moments. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us why you think that ACA is our last best chance on innovation.
Well, first, this is the first time that we've had such a tremendous infusion of federal dollars that would allow innovative practices, both in accountable care organizations, through CMS funding, $170 million in upfront costs for accountable care organizations, and then from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, which was launched as a result of the ACA, providing $10 billion in grants for pilot programs. They've funded about 3,000 across the country so far, have invested billions of dollars in looking at innovative ways of delivering care. To think about that in the future would be a leap. Of course, it could happen, but we've never had that kind of infusion of capital to allow us to innovate in that way, and we'd like to see that continue.
Do you have a pilot program that you're most excited about, that you think is something that we should really be keeping an eye on?
Well, we know that there are of the accountable care organizations that have been set up, they are now covering 1.2 million Americans across 40 states and the District of Columbia. I'm not aware of the specific pilot programs that have been funded by the CMMI, but I do know there are 3,000 of them. So they're of various sizes, forms, and so on.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on MGMA Moments.
Thank you.